Hello everyone, I'm Vikas Adhikari from University of Florida. So peach is a juicy, fleshy, deciduous stone fruit crop. It is mainly grown in the temperate region, which has high chilling requirements. In case of Florida, low chilling peach cultivars has been developed and adopted by the growers due to some climatic limitations. So for the deciduous crops like peaches, they need to experience indoor dormancy, that is a true dormancy, to get good flowers, to improve the flowering and get good fruits in the following season. But unfortunately, that doesn't happen in case of Florida, because we have mild winters with fluctuating weather conditions that doesn't support the flowering and fruiting in time. So the growers, peach growers in Florida, what they do is they use different plant growth regulators and chemicals to manipulate the dormancy so that they can get flowers and fruit in time that can hit the early spring market window of April and May before the peaches arrives from California and other southeastern states. So they use zinc sulfate as a inducing dormancy. For inducing the dormancy, and they use hydrogen cyanamide, which is the major concern of this research, to break the dormancy. So if we are using hydrogen cyanamide at the right rate, at the right time, that will definitely lead to a good production of the peach fruits. But if we are not using the right rate at the right time, that will definitely hampers the growth. That will lead to the sporadic flowering and ultimately hampers the productivity. So we can see in the picture over here that how much precaution we need to follow, because it is phytotoxic and toxic to human as well. So that's the precaution we need to follow. But don't follow the pictures, because I'm not wearing gloves over there, and I strongly apologize for that. And so based on all this, the objective of my research is to use different rates of hydrogen cyanamide to see if the lower rates of hydrogen cyanamide is working like the rate in practice. So we use 0.25% and 0.75% of hydrogen cyanamide, then the current rate in practice, that is 1.25%, and that really works. So it means using lower rates of hydrogen cyanamide is working, and that will definitely lead to less toxic effect to plants and humans. And in terms of expensiveness, if we are using the less amount of hydrogen cyanamide, we are saving some money. Grower is having saving as well at the end of the day. So less use of hydrogen cyanamide will lead to the happier plant, and that will ultimately lead to the income and will prosper for sure. So let's grow healthy, eat healthy. Thank you.